So mentioned Mem Hey Sif. We're in the middle of Sif Yud. The Mechaber says Vim Hu Gavoa Shlosha. If it's three high, Umi Shlosha Atisha Velo Tisha Bechlal. From 3 to 9, not including a 9. Im Hu Rachav Arba Al Arba. If it's 4 by 4, Havi Karmelis, then it has the status of a Karmelis. Vimeino Rachav Arba Al Arba Havi Makom Tur. But if it's not 4 by 4, then it's a Makom Tur. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if it's longer than 4 tvachim, it doesn't matter. It has to be at least 4 long and 4 wide in order for it to be considered its own area to be a Karmelis. Vim hu gavoa tisha tvachim mitzum samim. If it's exactly 9 high, v'rav mechatfim alav, and a lot of people use it to put stuff on it, havi rishas harabim filoino rachav arba, then it's considered to be rishas harabim even if it's not 4 wide, because since people in rishas harabim use this, so then it has the status of a rishas harabim. But if it's less than 9, even if people do use it, it doesn't matter, because it's not considered really to be roi for people to use it, so therefore it won't have the status of Rishas Rabim. It has to be 9 in order for it to be a Rishas Rabim. But if people don't use it, then even though it's roi to be used, it doesn't have the status of Rishas Rabim, even if it's 4 wide. So again, once you hit 9, it's only Rishas Rabim if people actually use it, the chatef alav. And once people are mechatef alav, so then even if it's less than 4, it doesn't matter. It's going to be Rishas Rabim. The Mishnah Berurah calls Yesh Misha Omer Duha Din Lagavoa Mitisha V'Arasar V'Rav Mechatef Alav. Some say that even if between 9 and 10, Havi Rishas Rabim Afilo Ein Arachav Arba, it's going to be Rishas Rabim even if it doesn't have 4 wide. Meser Lamala, once you go above 10, Im Arachav Arba Rishas Yachid. If it's 4 wide, then it's Rishas Yachid V'Imlav V'Imakom Tur. And if not, then it's a makom tur afilu yesh bo makom kedei lachok la'ashlimo la'arba, even if you would be able to get it to 4, such as if it was a pedestal that was literally right next to the wall, so it doesn't matter, it's going to be a makom tur anyway. Sif Yud Aleph, guma b'rishos harabim. If you have a pit in a rishos harabim, a ditch in a rishos harabim, ina amuka shalosh ha-rishos harabim, if it's not 3 deep, it has the status of rishos harabim. Mishalosh ha-rasar, from 3 to 10, im rechav arba, if it's 4 wide, it's a karmelis. Vim lav, if it's not 4 wide, then it's a makom tur. Vimi amoka asara, if it's 10 deep, havirshas harabim. Vushete rechav arba, as long as it's 4 wide. Mishnah Berurah says even if it's filled with water or something like that, where as long as you can see that it's 10 deep, then it's going to be fine. But if it's filled with something like fruits or something like that, so where you can't see how deep it is, then it's no longer mechitzos nikaros, and therefore it would not be considered to be rishas hayachid. Sif Yud Beis, rishas harabim eina tofeses ella arasara. Avalamala me'asar havi makom p'tur. Rishas harabim is only up until 10 high, but once it's above 10, it's going to be a makom p'tur. And therefore, if you throw from rishas harabim dvela shmeina and it gets stuck on the wall, and it's under 10, you're going to be chayav. But higher than 10, it's going to be p'tur because it's a makom p'tur. Yud Gimel, chorim shebeksalim, klap rishas harabim, holes in the wall that are only towards the rishas harabim. You know, they don't go through and through into rishas hayachid. If it's higher than 3, so then it's not like a rishas harabim. Eleni donim lefimi doseim, rather it's judged according to its measurements. But if it's lower than 3, so then even if it's 4 by 4, it's going to have the status of rishas harabim. If it's above 3, so then if it's less than 4 by 4, it's going to be makom tur. If it's 4 by 4, it'll be a karmelis.